Hey guys, welcome back to Bite Size English with Matt. And today we are going to be just doing a little bit of a fun topic today. Well, fun is one word for it. I'd say it's more of a practical conversation that we're going to be having today. Some practical lesson, I should say. Talking about different ways in different settings that we can show appreciation, which means showing that we are thankful, showing gratitude or being showing that you're grateful for something. So that was a lot of words all at once. So let's go through that. So when the very simplest way we can always say that you appreciate something is you always say thank you. Okay, so that's always the simplest way to say thank you. The more informal way, not much informal, just a little more informal, is to say thanks, but they're basically the same thing. But we can say lots of different ways to say thank you. You can say thanks so much, thanks a lot, thanks a bunch. These are all very similar. Now what we want to do today is just go a little bit beyond that and talk about a few different ways that we can show that we're thankful without having to say the word thanks or thank you. Okay, so the ones that I quite like, I say all the time, I appreciate that, or I appreciate your help, or I really appreciate it. So appreciate, appreciate, just means thank you. It means I'm happy that this happened for me, or that you did this for me. So we just say I really appreciate it is another very casual but very very nice way of saying thank you as well. Okay. Now another thing I can say is I can say I owe you one. I owe you one. OWE. That means that this is a very casual way of saying, means that next time I need to give you something back in return. Because you did something good for me, I need to give you something back in return. So I owe you one, like I owe you a dollar. Okay, that kind of thing. People also say you're the best, just meaning that they really are thanking you for the thing that you helped them with as well. Okay, now we can be a little bit more formal as well. This is important if we're in a setting where we're in school, or maybe you're speaking to an employer or you're a potential employer, someone that you want to work for. You can't just say, "Yo, thanks, man. I appreciate it." You can't really talk that way with people that are a little bit, that you need to get more, be a little bit more formal for. So things that we can say, "I'm very grateful for." Or you can say, "I truly appreciate," or "Thank you so very much." These are some really more formal ways to say thank you. So, grateful is just another way to say that it's the feeling that you have of someone doing good, something good for you, and that's how you feel towards that person. So, you could say, for example, "I'm extremely grateful," or "I'm quite grateful." These are ways to say that you're very thankful. Or you could say, "I want you to know how much I value your help." Okay, so this is a very long one to say, but it's a great one. So I want you to know how much I value means I think that it's very valuable. I think what you did was very good for me. Okay, so these are just some formal ways. You can also say, "Thank you for taking the time," or "Thank you for taking the trouble to blah 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 blah." Okay, and this one is very simple. It means that just instead of saying thank you, I'm saying thank you for that little extra thing that you did to really help me. Okay, so for example, if I'm sending it to a potential boss, I could say, "Thank you so much for taking the time to meet me today." It means you're probably very busy. So the fact that you came, that you let me see you, is very. It's I'm taking your time. So thank you very much for taking the time to meet me today. So you're just showing how much you really appreciate that. Now, if you're talking to a client, you don't want to speak too formally, but you want to speak kind of in a bit of a professional way, so to speak. So you could say, a lot of people might say, for example, in an email, they'll say, "Thank you so much for your email," or "We really appreciate hearing from you." These are some great ways. Maybe if you're sp speaking to someone face to face, your support is greatly appreciated. Or you could say, "I'd really like to express my appreciation for your help." So these are just a couple kind of ways that you can speak to a client or a customer and just say to say thank you rather than being very informal. It's a way to talk to them where they feel appreciated. They feel that your bit that. You then coming to your business was the right choice, and so that's what you want to make sure you say. You want to say, we really appreciate your support, or we really appreciate your business, or you can say we're really grateful to have you working with us today, or however the situation would dictate what you need to say. Okay, so let's just go through that one more time. So we have the casual ones, the kind of the informal ones. We could say, I appreciate it. That's very kind. Oh, I owe you one. You're the best. Some people might even say you rock, which just means kind of you're the best. You're really great. So I could say, oh man, let me get you a drink. Oh man, you rock. You know, that just means that I really appreciate one, right? Or I could say, oh man, I can't thank you enough. Means it's just another way of saying thank you, really. It doesn't mean you can't thank them enough. It's just a really nice way of saying thank you. But we have the more formal ones. I'm very grateful. I'm so grateful. Or many thanks. Or I truly appreciate. These are kind of ways to say thank you, but without having to actually say thank you. Of course, we also have the very extreme ones. We could say things like, please accept my deepest gratitude. Or my deepest appreciation for your help today. These are just really, really kind of very formal ways to talk. But we also have the ways we talk to our clients. So you say thank you for your assistance, or you could say thank you for your business, or we really appreciate your business. Okay. So the main words that we're really looking for here are grateful and appreciate. Okay. They're very similar to the word thank you. And in most situations, you can kind of interchange them a little bit, but we usually use those kind of words in a more formal setting, whereas we would say things like thanks just to it in a more informal setting. Okay, it's going to be a bit of a short one today. That's it from me. If you guys have any questions about the words that we talked about today, just do send me an email, bitesizedenglish@gmail.com, or always just, you can hit me up at Twitter at Bite-sized, ENGPOD. I'm happy to engage with you guys there. Questions, comments, anything you guys want to, maybe a suggestion for something you guys want down the road. I'm happy to talk about things that you're unsure about, and we'll be able to put them on the podcast as well. Okay? And until tomorrow, I will see you guys later. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.